Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Possum Hour theme.
Ooh. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gun, will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is a man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. He travels on to wherever he must. A chest knight of silver is his badge of trust. There are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin. Of the man with the gun, of the man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home.
There he is.
Far from home.
From home.
Far from home.
Home.
Hang in there, Gumby.
Yeah, baby. Anchor down.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend. Your week ahead is full of promise. May Possum Hour set you on that path. I got off on the right foot, damn it. I hope you did, too. This is day 822 since Uncle Bobo found his groove. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud innovators of products such as the nuclear-powered earwax removal system and new glow-in-the-dark analgesic nasal spray. The writing for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps and the Beer Battered Shrimp. What the hell? Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. Listening to us now, Diddy Mao. During the week, it's Clobbering Time. Sometimes, but not too often lately. Oh, he's going to be on because they got a new Avengers movie coming out. And I still haven't seen the last two. Holy crap, holy. Gotta get busy. Yes. And then there's Friday Night Possum. Except this week when there won't be. I gotta wait. Well, the phone lines. Yeah, we do that bit. Phone lines will be open. Just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hi! I'm Peter Pan, and I bring the Peanut Eater's Butter Peanut.
What? He must mean Peter Pan, the Peanut Butter Eater's Peanut Butter.
You can trust kids, they're peanut butter eaters.
He's weird, but he makes a great peanut butter sandwich.
Peter Pan is the peanut butter eater's peanut butter. I said that right, didn't I?
And there's our first caller.
Thank you for calling the Trump White House. For English, press 1. For Arabic, Spanish, Hindi, Urdu, or any other non-white language, press 0, so that we may properly route your call to the NSA.
You possum push. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. BTR tried his best to keep me out, but nope.
I know, man. The fuck.
Gumby fought hard.
Well, I saw you were struggling, so I clicked you as soon as you came on the board there.
Okay. And then she said, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Bye. Wait
a minute. Hey.
Okay. Mary Poppins, yep. Get back.
Yeah. So no show Friday, just to remind you.
Okay.
All. I had a great day, man. I got up, and my son was here because he spent the night, and we got up and watched TV and shit, drank coffee, and then he leaves, and I'm thinking, right before he left, I said, I'm gonna go in and mess around. I need to do the slides for the show tonight.
Yeah.
And I went in and worked on that a little bit, then came out and we chatted for a second, and then he says, I gotta go. So he leaves. As soon as I come back in here and I hear the door close and the electricity goes out. Computer goes dead.
He stole your electricity.
I don't know, man. I was right in the middle of making that John Wayne thing, too, with the psychedelic stuff and everything.
I like that.
So I was all perplexed, man. It's funny, too.
Yeah.
Power was out for about hour and a half, maybe. And when I called in for the show, there was a phone message from the electric company apologizing for the outage earlier, which I thought that was a nice touch.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, at that point, I still need to work on the show, but I can't work on the show.
Uh-huh.
Not much you could do in electricity, you know. So, got my steps. Did my steps then.
Uh-huh.
And then
there you go.
Shortly after I got back, the electricity came on, finished up the show, had my cans all ready. This is the cool part. I want to clean out my shed, so I got all the cans in the driveway waiting for us. I throw them in a truck, take them over. Guess what today is?
What?
Earth Day.
Hey.
That's a coincidence.
There you go.
I had no clue that the day I chose to take my recycles over, it was Earth Day. Got a free T-shirt.
Hey.
And a sippy cup for Wawa. Good clean water.
Yeah. That's all right.
And best part, special rate on the price for the cans. Aha.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the, I think the going rate.
You are so fucking green.
It was lucky as fuck, man. The shirt's green. But I go in and they said it's like 44 cents, I think, is the going rate per pound. Today, or this week, I guess, 50 cent a pound. So, bam-o.
Oh, that's a lot of natty.
We spent that money on, a couple of cases of natties. Yeah.
There you go. You gotta recycle those cans.
And then, on the way back, I got an oil change where they nicked me good, but at least I got an oil change and know everything's cool. So, needed to get that done.
That's all right.
Everything is... And dropped by the bank and made a deposit. Everything's fucking Archie, man. What a great morning that was.
Hey,
and there's Ted.
A great day.
That was getting off on the right foot.
Yeah.
So, literally.
And of course, we talked about it before, but Earth Day was started by a Philadelphia murderer.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
What? Do you want to go out? Okay, monster. Ted had to go out. We interrupt this program for Ted.
Yo.
Yeah. But, I think I'm not sure how the president's going to celebrate Earth Day. He may, complete his dismantling of the EPA.
Were you concerned?
Oh, I could change my own oil, but I wanted to let the guys look the truck over, you know. Check all the lights and everything.
It's always good to do that. Be safe.
Once in a while, you know, and then the tires. Because now I'm gonna start driving the thing. Gigs, so.
Nothing ruins a person's day than a car breaking down when you're miles away from home.
Oh, you got that right, Jacques.
I always have someone else take care of it. Someone who knows what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. So I'll probably next time change it myself, you know, like in the end of the summer. Since
I do it every year when it gets...
Car inspection.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to do it every 3 months, you know, Chief. I'll break it to you. Every 6 months would be good for you, actually.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I would suggest doubling down on your oil changing. Alrighty. Well, indigestion aside, let's blow something up.
Yes.
I think. There it is. I didn't get rid of Charlie Rich. We could blow him up again. Nah.
All right.
Yeah. No. These guys, we've blown them up before, but they suck enough that, you know, they deserve another salvo. We didn't do this song last time. This hair group, Air Supply. Remember
Oh,
them?
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what do you call that? Chenille pop or something? I don't know.
I call it yay.
No. This is 2019. Yeah, and in 1977. Yeah, that's what we call it. Okay. So, even the nights are better. According to these guys.
Oh.
Yeah. There's me puking in the lounge. All right, well, get ready. And then, you know what? After that, I got one I'm going to play called Rockabilly Jesus. Stay tuned.
All right. Shit. Oh.
I was the lonely one. I bought your Colgate toothpaste. Wondering what went wrong. The one with Tartar Control. Why love? And it made me feel like a piece of shit. And left me lonely. This is bullshit. I was so confused. I can't. Feeling like I'd just been you. Ball. Then you came. Damn it. To me. Fucking hung up my ass. And my loneliness left me.
Fucking check you over first.
Rockabilly is bad you. Rockabilly loves you.
Soundtrack.
Wow. I bet you Jesus plays a mean guitar.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Rockabilly Jeeps.
Go Jesus, go. I like that part. Go Jesus, go.
That was the 12 Apostles. Man, I didn't know Ilya Kuryakin was Judas in a Jeebus movie. I caught that over the weekend.
Yeah,
in the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was Judas, man.
Yeah.
Ilya.
Huh? The ultimate bad guy.
That was cool. I looked that movie up. I think it was the greatest story ever told. And it was made for $5 million and it made $4 million or something like that. Okay. And what a cast, though. Holy crap. Even John Wayne was in there. Dimity Christmas. Martin Landau.
Yeah, was that Cecil B. DeMille, or was that later?
No.
The other guy.
No.
Some big one.
Some guy that thought he was hot shit, and I don't think he really was. The movie
John Waters. I think John Waters made it.
John Waters?
Yeah, there you go. right after the success of Pink Flamingos, he made the greatest story ever told.
He was able to lure in John Wayne with that on his resume. Count me in. I don't care what the project is. That divine can act.
The divine was Mary Magdalene. Boy, that would have made a great movie.
John Waters, the Bible. I'd love to see it.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, John.
No way. Yeah. Isn't that a coincidence?
There you go.
A coinkydink.
Make the Bible movie, John. I would love it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right, I'm trying to find some good jazz here. Hey, there's Ted.
Hey.
Ted? There's no way, dude. I just gave you a treat, man. You gotta chillax, brother. Let's say their names, man.
Say my name.
What we lack in numbers, we make up for in quality. Yes, Ted.
Yes, Skippy.
Come on in, buddy. Come on in here and bark, if you want to bark. Starting off and leading off and playing shortstop, it's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Actually, I think Ted's leading off.
I think
Ted's the third base coach. What are you barking? What? Oh, you're full of shit, man. I just gave you that. You haven't even finished it. Dude, what's this? You just messed up my carpet, that's all. Finish that. Dingle. What a spoiled dog.
Dinghole.
Eva.
Dinghole.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake, because it would not be a show without Dr. Cake. And sorry about
right.
the tinnitus, but the show has no guarantees. Tinnitus. It's very possible. I got to grab another beer since I'm up. Thanks for getting me up out of my chair there, Ted.
Yo.
With my
grab a beer.
Canned money beer. Tastes sweeter that way.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
It's like found.
Wear my Earth Day t-shirt. Next time I cut the grass, I'm wearing my Earth Day t-shirt, man. Yeah.
You know what's good about buying beer? After that, you're getting more recyclables.
It got more cans, ma. One bad apple. I like that. One bad apple. Apple cheeks.
One bad apple. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Osmond Brothers. Beauty.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, that's
man.
Worthy of a blow.
That's a whole treasure trove. Go away, little girl. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A little bit rock and roll. There you go.
Jeez.
I think we're set for the summer.
We could have a month, special, July is Osmond month or something.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. Let's make it May, man. The month of
May. May for Mormons. Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
Blow up the fucking Mormons.
Is there any other Mormons we could blow up?
Oh,
not that I'm
sure
against Mormons, but, since we're blowing up some Mormons, we don't want to leave out any Mormons.
Yeah. We did the Italians. We killed all the Italians, blew them up.
Let God sort them out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good jazzy one. Jibu, jibu, jibu. Come on. There it is. Dig it. It's still Jazz Appreciation Month.
That it is, sir. That it is.
Listen to these tunes and appreciate the fuck out.
You know I am.
Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. It would not be a show. I don't know if I mentioned that, but it would not be a show. Francie says she's Mormon, so I would dress appropriately then.
Wear your best magic underwear before we blow you up.
That's right. If you have your magic underwear, you'll probably be spared anyway.
There you go. That's right.
We have no power over underwear. My God, that'd be silly.
Not the magic one.
That's silly talk. Crazy talk.
To
crazy
even
talk.
Attempt it. Our
speaking
TNT
of which,
cannot penetrate magic underwear.
There's Francie, the Mormon.
Francie
the Mormon. He's out there Mormoning up. Keep it Mormon for me. Mormon. Mormon it up.
There you go.
All right.
What too many M's?
That was weird in that Hell on Wheels they had Brigham Young as a character in the show.
Oh, yeah?
Which I thought was interesting.
I didn't get past the pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought that was kind of weird. And I was wondering if, Mormons got pissed off because they, portrayed him in certain fictitious circumstances. She says she's...
I'm sure it was accurate.
She says she's she really is a Mormon, and they're called garments, not underpants. So.
Oh, okay.
Note that in
just
your
as long as they're magical.
Label. Yeah, as long as they're magical garments.
Yeah.
You can get them from the temple. Oh, we'll go get
my
she
underwear.
Never got her.
Doing
get
shit.
Your, yeah, go get your drawers. And because we're month of May, man. Shit be happening. All right. Well, just
great.
Apple Cheeks is here. Or Apple Cheeks Alice.
Apple Cheeks. Apple
or
Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Or Chooch Cheeks. It does.
Yep.
It's all the same. It's all good. It's all goo.
Just bad apple balls.
New. And not one bad apple. Because we're blowing that up. So wear your underpants. Thank you for coming.
That's right. Garment.
And there's the aforementioned Professor Gumby and his puppet Synquinets. Hey. He's the sinister minister of finance and parking.
Not a Mormon.
We have some newbies. New guys. Ron Recklin? Ron Recklin?
See, I can't read him with that dopey fucking pink mic right there in the way.
Yeah, I know. Ron Recline, or Ron Recklin. Oh, he left. I said his name three times. And he just. And then turn off the TV. Turn off the TV is also here.
Turn off the TV. Okay.
Mine's got a screensaver with the time. I kind of leave it on so I can just see the time.
Okay. I got Donnie Darko.
Thanks for coming. That, I know Ron's gone. But,
Ron's
you know,
going too.
I think he liked what he heard. I mean, I got that vibe.
Oh, sure
even though he didn't say anything. It's got a vibe that,
sure
you know, he was down with the vibe we were jamming with.
Uh-huh.
He's with Maggie C when you need her. Where's Ford Prefect, by the way, when you need him?
Crying
out loud. All right, well, where are we at? All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. GT Trent, well,
he's off and on with his computer.
I think he's
problem.
On assignment. Yeah. All right, well, there they are, the length and breadth,
he's
the possible.
His leg. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
Maybe.
As the Beaver.
Turn off the TV has left the conversation. Nice. That was a book rule double. That's what that was.
That was a nice little ditty.
Thank you, Ford Prefect, for that contribution.
Oh, Ford comes through again. All right.
Possum.
He did last week, too.
The smorgasbord that is Possum.
I'm still thinking that. I wish I had a head like Easter Island, so I got that in my fucking head.
That was a great snag.
It was.
That was a
nice find, Ford.
And a dandy. Good weekend. Good weekend. Had a good gig Saturday. Totally fucked myself out of a half hour.
Okay.
It was a 2-hour Easter egg roll for these people. I do a lot of work for them. You know, so I want to be on my best behavior there. I don't know where my head was. I'm just thinking, there's not that many people here. I don't really have to worry about the line, right?
Yeah.
With a half hour to go, I should have checked behind me and cut the line off and said, no more, you know, after you. Didn't do that. 4 o'clock rang, and there was still like 10 people. I'm like, fuck me. But, you know, I only have myself to blame, you know. So I said, all right, you're the last one. Kids only. Let's go.
We're burning
daylight.
I like that.
Yeah, I definitely. Kids only, man. I ain't doing no mums. Fuck that shit.
Well, it's good you hung out longer, man. It shows you're professional.
Oh, yeah. And plus, it made points. And there was a new gal there working for the people that I was working for. It's like a credit union. And I'll see them again next month at they do a car show where they have me come out. Good deal, man. Good fun.
Yeah.
Fun. So,
babes?
You know, I'm really trying to take this new attitude in life and quit fighting it and really just go with the flow. There's GT.
Yeah.
We've been joined by GTO.
GTO.
You know, because I'm always, you know, like, instead of going, damn, look at all these people I have to draw. It's going to take me another half hour to get out of here. So what?
Yeah, there you go.
You know? So what? You know what? That motherfucking beer. Everybody's saying hi, Gerg.
Hi, Gerg.
You know, that motherfucking beer is going to taste even better. You know, because I'll know that everybody was happy.
I used to have that attitude, man. I turned around. I'm the opposite. I'm getting angrier and angrier anymore.
That's all that kratom shit. Yeah,
it is.
It's the kratom.
It's bringing out emotions in me that I never had before. I went through life never being angry. Now I'm getting pissed off at everything.
Smoke more dope, man. That'll counteract the kratom.
There you go.
See? Have a couple of doobs at lunch.
Still doing good for my social life, though, man. It's helping me with my social anxiety disorder big time. So you gotta take the good with the bad. And maybe it's good I'm getting pissed off at fucking people. Fuck them.
Yeah, why not? Alright, Ted.
It's fucked with me long enough.
Lay down and go lay down and moan or something. Oh, God. That dog. Yee. Apple Cheek says she's getting more and more indifferent. I don't know, man. We got problems. We got problems in this country, and I mean everybody's got an opinion. And
I'm not wrong with that.
I did see something funny. If we want to do, we could do our 2 minutes of Bobo.
yeah.
His lame brain son sets up a meeting with Russians.
mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
To get dirt on their opponent, which is like, you know, conspiracy and all kinds of shit. That's big bad wrong. big bag of wrong there.
Uh-huh.
Well, it seems in the Mueller report, Mueller kind of gave him a pass because he's like, well, I don't think he's bright enough to realize how stupid that was. Something like, you know, in essence. So I just
give him a pass. I mean, look at him.
Dummy,
look at him.
Look at this guy. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's so rich.
Superman. Didn't Superman team up with Lex Luthor a couple times? I'm wrong with that.
All right, 2 minutes of Bobo quickie.
When is it going to come out? When is it going to drop? You should have stayed in Trump Tower. You should have known Putin would eavesdrop. You know you can't last forever. We didn't sign up for you. Putin's got a present that we haven't opened. Oh boy, you might just be getting the blues. So hello, yellow V-Tape, where the prostitutes feed on your bed. Back in the woods, colonial soup for their lunch. Putin counts on Trump to tell his lies, because the yellow pea
back to boo-boo.
I still got the boo-boo on there, man. You're not going to ditch the boo-boo.
Has she committed suicide yet? I got to
check. No.
Me, honey, boo-boo-cha.
Me, honey, boo-boo-cha. What is this, on a dollar? Make me holler?
Ain't no wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
Everybody's a little gay.
Except for Malt Liquor Man.
There you go.
Yeah. Malt Liquor Man.
Malty, we miss you. How old is Boo Boo now? She's got to be getting her ass daily.
I don't know. I wonder. I wonder if it's like, if she's creepy looking. You know, like.
It's got to be.
Because, you know, she's like probably entering like puberty, man. So, like, there might be a little bit in your testosterone that goes boing when you look at her, and then you'll be like, oh my God. And you'll like be running to the shower and scrubbing really hard, going, wash it off. You'll be thinking of baseball and shit, and your grandmother naked and up to try to like, no, not you, grandmother naked. That'd be a bad idea. But, you know, something that would turn you off.
She hasn't changed much. You type in
that
honey
good?
Boo-boo, and it goes to honey boo-boo now. Honey boo-boo or Mama June.
I'm going to take a look. All right.
She's still smiling.
Boo-boo now. Honey boo-boo now. Honey boo-boo now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. She's just
our
womanhood. Yeah. Mama June's looking better.
Yeah, well, you know, shit, no place else. You know, you couldn't go any further down. Can't go any further under that rock.
That's true. Honey boo-boo. Kind of lost a little bit of the charm there, what she had, I think. I don't know. I'll go out on a limb.
Uh-huh.
You know. Ron Reckland's back. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the show.
All right.
Have you met Gerg? Gerg, Ron Gerg.
Everybody know that. Honey Boo Boo. She's not hanging
boo-boo.
In the shed.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. 3 minutes, you'll never get back, man. I don't even have to spin the wheel. We'll just go right to it. Did you remember what Saturday was?
No.
Then you must have had fun too, because it was 4:20, man.
I got old.
Saturday was 4:20, man. 4:20,
oh,
dude.
Okay. No, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. But last week was Friday. It was Titty Bam. A gravy train.
What?
I got my notes here. Titty Bam.
Oh.
Gravy train.
Oh,
titty
yeah,
bam.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. But Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I'm
the
already
day,
out.
It was 4:20. It was April 20th.
Uh-huh.
4:20.
Hitler's birthday.
No, don't ruin it by Hitler's birthday on there. We've been joined by Ford Prefect, and it's a good thing because I speak like Tarzan now, or President. I'm not sure which. Thank you for coming, sir. You're just in time for our 4:20. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I was working in the lab late one night when I heard the gurgle of a water pipe. So I turned to see my monster in a cloud of smoke, who said, "This shit ain't bad. Here, have a toke."
We smoked some hash.
We smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It was his personal stash.
We smoked some hash.
We got completely trashed.
A monster hash.
We smoked some monster hash. As we parted in the castle with the living dead. Mouths were dry and eyes were red. The ghouls and goblins shrieked and screamed. Won't somebody please pass the Visine?
They smoked some hash.
They smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
From Frankie's personal stash.
We smoked some hash.
And they all were smashed.
A monster hash.
They smoked some monster hash. The mummy was toking on a ball. Wolfman said, "Don't bogart that, pass it along." The swamp thing was toasted, rolling on the floor, laughing hysterically and pleading for more. The scene was rocking as the werewolves moved. The undead reggae band's dance hall groove. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Frankenstein baked some Alice B. Toklas brownies and cakes.
We ate some hash.
We ate some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
It had the graveyard smash.
We ate some hash.
And we all got trashed.
A monster hash.
We ate some monster hash.
Whoa.
The party would have gone on till we all passed out.
Whoa.
But just then we heard a blood-curdling shout.
Whoa.
Watch out! Beware! Cover your necks!
Whoa.
Dracula's got the munchies and he's totally wrecked.
He smoked some hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
He was completely smashed.
He smoked some hash.
That Transylvanian's trash.
A monster hash.
He smoked some monster hash.
Whoa.
Now every night the dead rise up from the grave.
Whoa.
To partake in a happening THC rave.
Whoa.
For you, the living, this hash was meant to.
Whoa.
When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
Some monster hash.
And we'll all get trashed.
We'll smoke some hash.
From my personal stash.
A monster hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
Hash.
Easy boy, save some for daddy.
We We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
I'm smoking an Alex Bradley Filthy Hooligan. Damn good stick.
What was the name of it? The Alfred Bramley?
Nah, the Alex Bradley Filthy Hooligan.
Alex Bradley.
Alex.
Filthy
Alex Bradley.
Hooligan.
They make great cigars.
Have you ever had a Dr. Squinjili Love Rocket?
God, I can't believe I have. That sounds like some
lucky
kind
man,
of pornographic movie.
Yeah, you want to get rid of that. You want to avoid that at all costs.
I don't
want to
put a love rocket in my mouth.
Okay, man. Well, political correctness alert. Political correctness alert. I'm not going to be one of them old men that goes, why, it's all hogwash and poppycock.
I will.
Okay, you can be that guy. I'm going to be the guy
that
says, shit might bother some people, but I think this is misdirected. The Disney's going to have a channel with all their classic crap on it, right? Seven bucks a month. You can watch all their classic crap. Except for the Jim Crow scene in Dumbo, which will be excised.
Because
they have blackface. And the entire movie of Song of the South. Forget about that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it just the blackface, the crows, the way they talk, too?
Kind of Amos and Andy-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I think
I've seen
do a
both
whole
of those.
Of offensive stuff. I would subscribe to that channel.
Well, there's all those. There's a lot of Warner Brothers that fall into that category.
Oh yeah, Snow Black and the Saban Drawers.
Yeah,
that's
I think there's like a
racist.
dirty dozen of cartoons. You know, they're not really racist though. They're racial.
It doesn't
mean they're racist.
Well, they have the Chinese. They have the Japanese. But we were at war.
I remember seeing. We saw Song of the South in the 1970s at the drive-in, and it was a double feature with something like Snoopy Come Home or one of those, Peanuts movies or something like that. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was a cool movie. I liked how the I always liked when they'd mix animation and live action. I thought that was nifty. And it didn't turn me into a racist. The fact is, Uncle Remus is the smartest guy in the movie, and he's the guy that everybody looks to for wisdom. So
exactly, but they don't see that.
He's kind of a positive character. Anyway, for your $7, you ain't going to see that shit. I don't know. They're covering up her. She sang. Or cut a record to That's How Darkies Were Born, I think's the name of it.
Yes.
That was the song referenced by Groucho in I believe Duck Soup, was it not?
Yeah. I believe so.
That was his punchline he sent, and that's how Darkies was born. So it's like, well, I don't know. You speak to millennials I don't think so. But if you speak to millennials, they will give you an entirely different outlook on this.
Spin on it. It fits their agenda.
You know, hey man, it's their world, man. We're out. We're the ones uh-huh. limping off to the tar pit. You know, I mean.
I'm about a dozen cigars closer to death.
Yeah, see, Ford liked Uncle Remus as a kid.
There you go.
He was a sage. He was a sage. He knew all kind of shit.
He's a sage.
All right, I saw this weird shit. Let's change the subject, because I'm tired. You know, I really do hate that subject, the political correctness, because I'm for it and I'm against it at the same time. And I'm a social justice warrior and an anti-social justice warrior at the same time. That's how I roll.
Well, you know what,
dichotomy.
Man? It's comedy. Comedy, there should be no boundaries to comedy, first of all.
I don't think so. But, you know, you should also not joke about fire in a crowded theater, you know.
Yeah, well, there you go.
If that means anything, I just, you know, I say things because they sound nice. Now, you're probably familiar with this bullshit. This was news to me, but I happened to get because it came through the Pittsburgh. Well, I don't know where these guys were. Munson, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
You have anything on Munson?
Well, Munson? Nah, not at all.
Well, Munson, Pennsylvania, these guys, thank God these guys were sentenced today. 20 years to 41 years for these three guys for different charges in the state prison with additional probation. They were arrested last year after a 16-year-old boy who lived with them on this makeshift farm, in air quotes. They were having, sex with dogs, horses, cows, and a goat. And I guess the goat was special. Anyways, these guys put away, thank goodness. But, of course, when they raided the encampment, they found homemade videos and recording equipment.
If you're gonna
fuck livestock, what's the point of fucking livestock if you're not gonna take pictures, right? Am I right?
Exactly.
I'm
just surprised that they found each other. How do you find a group of people that are really fucking goats?
Certainly not at the church social. Although you never know.
No.
Depends on what church you go to.
Too funny.
Alright. But it's funny. It's a funny one. This guy. You probably don't play the. You don't seem to me like a guy who plays the lottery. You play the lottery?
I do a scratch off of practically every day, and I win at practically every
day.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So you know the games.
I just hit for
you know
50 bucks tonight. Yeah.
You know the games, like the lottos and all them Powerball.
Yeah. Well, I sell it. Too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you know what's going on. You know men's
computers. Sure.
I don't know. I don't really know the rules of all the games. You know, if there's a big jackpot, I can somehow get a hold of a Powerball or something. But I rarely buy a lottery ticket because it is, after all, a regressive tax. But that said, this guy was lucky as shit here. In Oregon, he's you know, probably more of a novice than I am. I need some good lucky music for this, man. Life is just a bowl of cherries.
There you go. I like that. Yeah.
He doesn't know nothing. So he's trying to buy a Powerball ticket. And he went into the store, and the guy, they miscommunicated. He didn't sell him a Powerball ticket. What he sold him was a
Mega Million.
Power Play Multiplier.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
It was a Power,
Power
Play Multiplier.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He'd asked him... He said, I had no clue what she was talking. Oh, no. She said, the customer service asked what I wanted to know if I wanted to purchase the $3 per line ticket. And he didn't know what she was talking about. And he says, yeah, sure. So that jacked up the price. Ticket won for $50,000, but because he said yes, it was $150,000.
Yeah.
So he just like walked right into that buck and a half there. Uh-huh. So God bless him, man.
That's
how
nice.
Cool is that?
I like stories like this.
Yeah, it was like that.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. $1.50 for that guy.
That gets extra money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Uncle Sam takes his piece, I'm sure. Why,
yeah,
you?
It's a good chunk of change. Right. That's a lot of fucking natties right there.
That's a bunch of natties.
He ain't saving his cans. No mo.
All right. Well, I don't know if you guys are all employed listening to the show everywhere out there in, where is that, TV land? I guess they're, are they in TV land or radio land? Or
no, turn off
the internet.
TV.
Are they floating in the internets? Yeah. If you're floating around the internets,
yeah.
You ain't got a job.
It won't be with
there's a job. There's a job opening. Check it out. Who doesn't like lying in bed, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, just lying in bed. Well, there's a job opening. 18.5 for 2 months' work.
Uh-huh.
Not bad. Not bad. That's good. That's a nice coin. Now, you're going to have to go to Cologne, Germany to do this. It's taking part in a study on artificial gravity. The catch is, they're currently looking for females between the ages of 24 and 55 who speak German. The catch is you have to stay in bed for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 60 straight days.
Oh,
and no bathroom breaks. Bathing or meals.
What?
I don't know how they feed you or how you go to the bathroom. But, you just, maybe. And a cat could be a catheter. Ooh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Is that worth 18.5? You be the judge. You know, sometimes times are hard.
And how much is the plane ride to fucking Cologne, Germany?
That's
probably
that's
on
true.
You.
That's true. Well,
then how does this fit in with artificial gravity?
I guess just the effects of
and why female? Something's going on here. Why female?
Maybe they've got cameras
human
too.
Human trafficking.
Maybe they've got cameras too.
Maybe. Maybe the fake gravity has to do with boosting up the titties.
You could still, you could still sign up. There's still time to sign up. So get that German phrase book and hit the bricks.
It sounds like a prank. Oh. You know how these Germans are. Germans are funny people.
They got a wacky sense of humor.
Okay, though.
All right. Hats off. Once again, to our neighbors to the north, Canada.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. The Canadian company broke, I don't know what they do here at this company, but anyway, the employees set a record for the most high fives in 3 minutes. Now, is that productivity? Is that?
Yeah, there you go.
Working,
there you go.
You know, for a winning team there in the future, setting records.
There
so they had to coordinate this. Because there's only 33 employees, so I guess they had to, like, you know, get a pattern going for the high fives. And they got 509 high fives in 3 minutes. So I believe the supervisor said, well, that's 3 minutes I'll never get back. But that can't be substantiated. Anyways,
first of all,
congratulations.
Like high fives.
High fives, kind of. I'm kind of getting into the fist bump, though. With the fist bump, and then you go, woo! Kind of like that, man.
Because people always want to break a record for the most air quotes. How many? It's got a bunch of
the
people.
Most what?
The most air quotes. Air quotes.
Most air quotes. Nice.
Going.
I just did air quotes around my nice.
There you go. All right.
Great.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah, it was in air quotes. You can hear my air quotes. Like air quotes.
Very badly.
Okay. So congratulations, Canada, once again, for leading the world in high fives.
That's it, man.
Okay, if it's date night you're after,
America has nothing to high five about.
You ever go out on a date? Do you go on a date with a woman, stuff like that? I used to do that stuff when I was a younger man.
Hey, yeah.
Well, this guy.
Back in the day.
This here is a first date. This cat's never going to forget. They met on a dating site. And after the date, the man told this gal he didn't want to see her or hear from her again. Later on that night, she was parked outside of his house. Well, she ended up sending 159,000 texts to the man. At one point, threatening to make sushi out of his kidney. And that was after one date. Then she showed up at his office claiming to be his wife.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's a night to remember, eh?
There you go. There you go, kids. Again, we're on our way out. We're not playing that game no more.
She's currently being held in the Maricopa County Jail on charges of stalking and criminal trespassing. Glad she found a place to land, as it were.
It's not our pet band, is it? Where are you?
I certainly hope not. Certainly hope not. All right. Well, one last story. Somewhat poop related, I suppose.
All right. As long as it's somewhat.
Springtown, Texas.
The town's name is Springtown? Yeah.
Springtown, Texas. the article starts off, sounds like one crappy meal. Well, there's a pizza joint there, and it was discovered that employees had put laxatives on at least one pie.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Some guy ate one of the pies. I guess a fellow employee ate a pie and got sick, but they denied putting the laxatives on the pies. Health inspector came in, pulled the business health permit, and shut it down for inspection. Scheduled for today. I don't know what the outcome of that was. Mr. Jim's Pizza said that the employees involved in this prank were terminated. So, there you have it. Jim's Pizza is safe once again. Oh, and there goes R.J. Gumby. Down goes Gumby. Down goes Gumby. Well, on... Down goes Gumby.
Uh-huh. Am I on now?
All righty. You're on, sir. And on that note...
See that?
It's the... no anchovies... And no laxatives, please. And definitely no pineapple.
Death penalty, pretty dead.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Turn the world around. Technicolor and motor home. Every apron had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. Go to L.A. on a dare and you go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away?
Get it long. Get it long, get shot of me. Get it long, get shot of me.
Now your patron Tavo left you in the red. Your low rent friend is dead. This life can be very strange. All those Dago freaks who used to paint the face, they join the human race. Some things will never change.
I know a guy that doesn't like Steely Dan. You believe that?
Is he a Mormon?
Nah. Mr. Science. No. Mr.
You don't like Steely Dan?
Yeah, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
I'm blown away.
He said he had a roommate in college and that's all he played was Steely Dan 24/7.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, that could do it.
So he's got an excuse. But
yeah.
I
like
forgive Julie him after
Dan, but I don't have any of their CDs or anything, but I can still listen to them. It's good stuff. But if someone played it over, maybe it could get to me. Yeah, I don't know.
I think they were the masters of the earworm, man. Popped into my head over the weekend. I was out driving a car or something, or the truck. which now has an oil change, thank goodness. And I thought, that's an earworm. We'll put that one on the old shoe.
You got your radio.
One bad apple
truck,
by the
right?
Osmond brother. No radio in a truck. No radio in a truck.
That's right.
Well, I do have a
you
radio. There's a portable radio that Mr. Science, in fact, gave me. A little antenna, battery operated. You know, I never use it unless, you know.
Get a
I never use
speaker,
it.
Man. That's Spotify,
fuck
man.
That.
I love it.
Fuck that.
I love
music
it.
In vehicles is a distraction. Sir Jim cracks. It should be illegal. People should be like me. No, I dig.
Just
I dig.
Sitting in your passenger seat. It's nothing.
It's funny, man. Like, well, if somebody gets in my car, we're gonna chat, man. It's an opportunity to chat.
Okay.
But
no one gets
when
in
I
my
drive,
car.
When I drive my car, which has a tape player in it, cassette tape player.
Eight track.
I forget most of the time to turn on the radio and listen to it because I'm just used to silence when I drive, and I kind of like it. I mean, I'll drive all the way to Cincinnati.
That's the only time I listen to the news. I got the news on all the time on the radio in the car.
Well, that's what I used to listen to all the time. I had it set to NPR, and I would listen to NPR shows or go down to 700 WLW in Cincinnati on the AM.
There you go.
Which was old. But I like the sound of silence, man. And I mean, if you hear shit, like, oh, crap. Okay, writing it down. Fix. Fix.
Pretty
sure.
My damn
horn doesn't work on the truck.
Huh?
And it's one of those things you don't think about it until you go to blow the horn, right?
Uh-huh.
And the guy's bearing down on you, and you ain't got no horn! So,
Yeah.
I just wrote it down, so I'll remember it now. Man.
I have no idea whether my horn works or not. I've never hit it. Never. I should check that.
You never had to somebody.
Nope. I don't think I ever did. I'm not a horn beeper. And fortunately, it was never an emergency.
Yeah.
That's why I should check it.
Well, you know, I try to, hey. Well, when I noticed that I saw a buddy of mine, I was just going to give it a toot, you know.
Yeah.
Wow,
I got no buddy.
No toot. No toot. So it's probably just
tootless.
Fuse.
Yeah. Hey, so no
right.
Possum this Friday? You know, it's
no
my,
Possum Friday.
It's my day to sobriety, 20 years. Friday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Well, we'll have an all-star spectacular. We'll have an all-star spectacular on Monday.
Well, now
that'll be how many years?
Possum, I'm going to be depressed and I'm going to be drinking. It's all your fault, man.
You say 20 years?
20 years.
20 years of sobriety, man.
Yeah. And I got off Friday, too. That was coincidence. I didn't take it.
Oh, geez. I suggest you call a hooker.
That's an idea. Gotta celebrate it somehow.
Yeah.
Big black woman.
And pee on the bed.
One of those sassy
and take pictures.
Women. Oh, yeah. If we're not going to see Bobo's pee-pee tape, I'll make one.
Ford's going to post drinking songs all day in your honor for Friday.
There you go. There's a lot of them out there.
And when I get home, I will raise a glass to you, lad. That's
there
great.
You go.
I'm all proud of my 3 weeks of no nicotine gum, man.
Yeah. I was telling one of my customers about you for giving up smoking 6 years ago. I just recently given up the nicotine gum.
Seven years.
Oh.
Nicotine gum. And that shit's expensive, man.
for 7 years you chewed on nicotine gum, huh?
And then, you know what? I went into the dollar store today, and I went today. I wonder if they still sell nicotine gum. And I looked at it, and I went,
in the dollar store?
Yeah, yeah. And I pondered it, man, for a minute or two, and then I said, you know what? You could think of better things to do with your money.
Yeah.
Buy more weed, for Christ's sake.
How is he giving up the gum?
Pardon?
How was it giving up the gum? A lot easier than giving up the smokes?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, good.
I think it was more of a psychological addiction, you know, at that point.
The gum.
Physical. Yeah. Because it was only 2 milligrams of shit, and it was like I'd half a cigarette's worth of nicotine every day.
Well, why don't you go 7 years with the patches?
I don't know. I tried the patch once.
I mean, now you gave up the gum. Go 7 years with the patches.
Or get the lozenges. Those are, that's... I haven't spent... This is like the first time in 45 years I haven't spent anything on nicotine for 3 weeks. It's kind of cool.
All right.
The new age. This is a foreign yodel, so be prepared.
Foreign.
Japanese yodeling!
これを返せ。さもないと後悔するぞ。
お前一人に一体何ができる？
誰が一人だと言った？
Just know that the man with the power of nature can bring you to the end of your life. And you should know by my side and the look in my eyes that you are about to be massively born together. Chicken attack, chicken attack. What you are meant for the stage to play. Then my love come, let the dance come on. Chicken attack. Go chicken go, go chicken go, now gonna fly, you want the time. With the power of nature, you are never alone, and you can't leave it on a man. Every beat, every tree, follow me to the end, and you are about to be massively born. Chicken attack, chicken attack. What you are meant to fall is face to play. Then my love come, let's put them come on. Chicken attack, go chicken go. Go chicken go. Now gonna fly. You are young and you are hungry, perhaps your money. I give you this chicken today. It's egg for your dinner, it's leg for next winter. You won't have to steal again.
なんて慈悲深いことだ。あなたは全ての動物を操られるんですか？
全ての動物が操れるけど、
ニワトリが一番なんだ。
助けて、助けて。僕の兄が不死身で銀行強盗に巻き込まれたんです。
大丈夫だ、心配するな。
ゴチキンゴゴチキンゴゴゴナゴナナイユアダタイ
was the chicken attack.
Ricola, Ricola.
didn't tell us it was called Chicken Attack. We know it. We were listening.
Ted! Ted's singing out with us tonight. Ted!
Hi. Ted!
Ted, what are you... Now, I don't even understand. This is the part that perplexes me. He goes in the guest room. He stands in the guest room and barks. What the fuck are you barking for?
Uh-huh. Poltergeist.
What the fuck?
It's Poltergeist,
what the fucking
baby.
Fuck?
You're placing on it.
You're a nincompoop. Schmuckola. What the hell is that
was
shit,
was there a
man?
Murderer in your house?
I
is that why you got it so cheap? Was there a murderer?
Might have been that guy with the excess earwax. I don't know.
There you go. There you go.
Natties, paid for by my cans. Quiet, Ted. We're trying to finish the show. So anyway, on my way home, I'm thinking I need a new light bulb, right? So I go into the Fifth Avenue Dollar General, and it looks like there was a bomb exploded, because it's on Fifth Avenue. Then I go to the one in Bexley, and I found my light bulbs. Don't you hate when that happens? You got to go to the right Dollar General. That's all it is.
Man, what's your light bulb? Fuck's sake. What are...
LED light bulbs, whatever. Yeah. Those are the tits, man.
Get your job done.
Right. Hell yeah, man. We got it. We really did burn daylight tonight, man.
Yeah, burn right through.
Too many jickers. We've got mere seconds left.
Good God.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And happy sobriety 20 years. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, kind sir.
All righty. Energize!
The fire's oh, oh yeah. The fire's oh, come on. Going around the world and coming home again. Playing around the world, coming on my friends. The fire's oh, oh yeah.
Got an early day tomorrow?
Yeah. Gotta go to
11. Alrighty then.
Gotta
go to 11, Tom. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. They're keeping me away from my store, bastards.
He's gotta go to Levittown.
The Holy Land.
Alright, man. We'll see you next week.
All righty. Bye, kids.
Bye.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.